All right, if I may have your attention, please. So this is a lightning talk. It is 10 minutes. It's going to go fast. Questions, you can seek me afterward. My name is Mathieu Desnoyers. I work at Efficios. I'm here to discuss the problem of figuring out from a container perspective, how many CPU can I use within that container if I'm on a vast machine where I'm actually constrained to a small subset of that machine. So there are various uses to have to use the notion of knowing the current CPU number, the maximum number of CPUs in user space. Some of those use cases, tracing ring buffers, that's a personal interest of mine. Memory allocators, TCmalloc, gmalloc, the GNUC library malloc, caches such as the NPTEL thread stack cache in GNU libc, schedulers in user space, statistics counters, and user space generally using the observable number of CPUs to automatically scale the number of threads. So the context of this problem, it becomes much clearer when you look at modern machines with 512 or more hardware threads. So the memory footprint that it brings when you use per CPU data structures in user space within a CPU set constraint container, that's an issue. And also scaling the number of worker threads. So I'm maintaining